Test 11. Skills development. Section 1. Listening. Second task. Exercise A. Look at the second task on page 126. For each statement, you will hear two extracts, A and B. Circle the extract, which means that the statement is true. 1. Extract A.
No, no, of course not. It's only for 4 days. And then for the other 5, you can have Edward's room.
Extract B.
No, no, of course not. It's only for 4 days. And anyway, it'll be fun to have you here.
2. Extract A.
I must say, you've got a lovely place here. It's much bigger than the one you were in when I visited you last year. You've got a lot more room here.
Extract B.
I love what you've done to the place. It seems much bigger than the last time I was here.
3. Extract A.
I'd love to. It's been ages since I went round the town centre. Fortunately, tomorrow's a day off, so let's plan our route.
Extract B.
I'd love to. It's been ages since I went round the town centre. Unfortunately, I'm working, so you'll have to entertain yourself, I'm afraid.
4. Extract A.
Since you're at the museum, you could just pop into the theatre and see what's on. It's just on the opposite side of the road.
Extract B.
After the museum, why not hop on a bus to the theatre and see what's on? It's just that it's on the opposite side of town.
5. Extract A.
The only bookshop is Waterbridge's. They've got a great selection, and no need to take a taxi out of town. It's right there.
Extract B.
The only bookshop is Waterbridge's. They've got a great selection, but you'll have to take a taxi. It's a couple of miles out of town.
6. Extract A.
Get him to drop you off next to the railway station. There's a cafe there called the Railway Cafe. Walk past that and you'll see a fountain. I'll meet you there at, say, 5:20.
Extract B.
Get him to drop you off next to the railway station. There's a cafe there called the Railway Cafe. Turn the corner and the cafe entrance is just in that side street. Go in and I'll meet you there at 5:30.
Вы сейчас будете выполнять тест по аудированию. Во время его выполнения перед каждым заданием дана пауза с тем, чтобы вы смогли просмотреть вопросы к заданию, а также паузы после первичного и повторного предъявления аудиотекста для внесения ответов. По окончании выполнения всего раздела «Аудирование» перенесите свои ответы в бланки ответов. Вы услышите 5 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего 1-5 и утверждениями, данными в списке AF. Используйте каждую букву, обозначающую утверждение, только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись 2. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker 1.
You should read Andy Griffiths. He's an Australian writer and his books for children are hilarious. Sometimes books make you smile, but his are the kind of books that make you laugh out loud. It can be a bit embarrassing if you're reading them on the bus or train. Sometimes the tears are running down my face while I read.
Speaker 2.
My personal favourite is Enid Blyton. You can read her stories again and again because there's always lots of action. I've got all her books and I've read all of them at least twice. My favourite one I almost know off by heart. I've read that about 10 times now.
Speaker 3.
Have you heard of a writer called Philip Pullman? Well, I love his books. They're set in a world where magic exists and people fly dragons and all kinds of crazy things happen. There's a lot of action and you're always surprised by what happens next. I don't know where he gets his ideas from, but I think they're great. He must have a lot of imagination.
Speaker 4.
Anthony Buckeridge is my favourite. He wrote books about two schoolboys, Jennings and Derbyshire. They have lots of adventures, and Buckeridge seems to know just how teenagers think. He really gives the reader an idea of what it's like to be that age, trying to understand what teachers want from you and always getting it wrong. I think he probably had kids of his own that were the same age as his characters.
Speaker 5.
I've read a lot of Maya Angelou's books, especially her autobiographies. I think it was from then that I realised I want to be a teacher. She writes about being poor and uneducated when she was a child, and as I read her book, I thought, I'd like to be a teacher and help children like that. I know it's a long way in the future, but I hope that's what happens.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task.